now?
It's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
Dick Van Patten, at age 16, I have it on good authority that you dated a stripper and she made you get a tattoo. I want you to say yes or no and confess to this.
Yeah, that's true. She said, I bet you're not brave enough to get in your church, she said. I said, no, I'm brave enough. They used a real needle.
Ow.
I can't stand blood, and the blood's streaming down my arm. And she says, does it hurt you? I said, no, no, no. And then I thought, you know, I'd make out or something. Nothing.
Dick Van Patten is our exclusive guest today on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Dick, we're talking about, you've had the opportunity to know and be friends with, play tennis with, some of the all-time greats like yourself. People say, there you go, John, blowing smoke again. Look, listen, we only bring on the great people, in my opinion, and according to the emails as well we're getting. Let's talk about Mel Brooks. This guy is a character. Do you have an anecdote you can give us about Mel Brooks and or Carl Reiner that one's ever heard before?
Mel has been very good to me. He uses me in all his movies. Mm-hmm. And I'm with him. I have lunch with him almost every day. And he does do funny things. I mean, he's a comedic genius. Of course, he's very upset now. June 6th, you know, and his wife died.
Yes, yes.
And he's not taking it easily. He's almost angry about it. He's so upset. But I have lunch with him every day, and he still does funny things. We went to dinner the other night. I don't know whether I can tell us on the radio whether you can picture it.
Okay.
He ordered a wine. He gets these very expensive wines. I don't drink, but my wife does. And he would get these very expensive wines. And then, you know, when the waiter gives it to you to test it, he would take a sip and he would roll it around in his mouth. This was just the other night.
Yeah, right.
And all of a sudden, he just let it all drool out of his mouth. He looked like he was testing it, and then all of a sudden, he just purposely, to make everybody laugh, just let all this red wine drip down his chin and everything.
What a character.
He does things like that all the time. He's a very funny man. And very smart. It's funny, you know, he's not educated. He comes from Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and he grew up. His mother was a seamstress, and his father died when his mother was a widow, young, and he had two brothers, and they all slept in one bed, and his mother slept in the living room.
Really?
And he comes from he didn't get that much of an education, but he's so smart. His mind works so quick. If I was ever in a position where I needed to have help real quick, somebody to think fast, I'd like to be with Mel Brooks. However,
yes.
If I was on that show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire,
yes.
And you can call up and ask somebody to help you,
right.
I'd like to have Carl Reiner, because he's very educated and very knowledgeable. They're both smart, but in different ways. One is very educated, and the other just has a very quick brain, you know?
Well, they've been incredible together over the years as friends and professionals.
They're wonderful.
Yeah, amazing. Well, let's talk a little bit more about Dick Van Patten here. Dick, you have, as you look around, and, you know, they say, first of all, most, I don't know what the percentage is, but most people that have their SAG cards, their Screen Actors Guild cards, which allows them the permission, so to speak, to be on the screen or to act, most of them aren't working. What did you do different? What have you done over the different? Yes, we realize you've got a lot of talent or you wouldn't be there, but you still had to do things that were different. Help out our listeners who are trying to make a difference in their life.
Well, it's a combination of a couple of things. As a kid actor, my mother said, don't ever turn down a job. Take it. Somebody else will get it. Why let somebody else do it? So I had that in the back of my head. I very rarely turn anything down.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is this. A lot of actors, when they get to a certain plateau, and they ask to come in and read, they always say, oh, I don't read anymore. You know, I don't want to read for it.
Gee.
I've never done that. I told my agent, I'll read for anything. And every big job I've gotten, I've had to read for it. But I'd rather do that. I'd rather read for it. Because if you get the job without reading for it, you're always worried, well, am I really the right way? Am I doing it right, you know?
Sure.
So now, I know a lot of actors don't agree with me. They won't read for things. They reach that one plateau where they don't have to. But I keep reading. And I think from being a kid actor, I'm a good reader. I think that I read very well, cold.
You know,
because I grew up doing it.
I think you also have an appreciation for being an everyday person. You see, the picture we're starting to get is a guy who has kept a marriage together for over 50-some years. God bless you, okay? Because it's so difficult these days for all of us. It's a challenge.
Yeah.
Thank God I married my best friend. I love her. Not much of a challenge to keep that together. but also, you know, there's got to be some humility here, and there also has to be, I would bet, some loyalty. Now, I don't know your agent, but I'm willing to bet you've been with him for a long time.
That's right. I was with my first agent for 30 years, and then she retired, mm-hmm. and then I had to get another agent, and I've been with this agent for 15 years, yeah. So you're right. I stay with the same agent, same wife, same house, same phone number.
Yeah, well.
Everything's pretty much the same.
You make it kind of simple. It doesn't seem like your ego got out of hand, where a lot of people won't, like you're saying, they won't even go to read parts. Now, let's talk about, again, we're going to swing back in. There's so much to cover. You've been an entrepreneur. I understand you're involved in real estate. Do you still have patent place, the apartment building?
Yes. I can't believe who gave you all this information.
Well,
I'm really up to date on it.
I have
two. When I was doing It Is Enough,
uh-huh.
people said, you better invest your money in something. So I bought a couple of apartment buildings, and it's wonderful. They're really good. And I all the tenants are in there at a very moderate price, so I never have a vacancy.
Mm-hmm.
Never raise their rents. So it's always been pretty good.
Are you a nice landlord, or are you pretty tough?
No, I think I'm a good landlord.
How about as a father? You've been real easy, or you've been a tough father?
No, I'm blessed with the nicest guys. First of all, they're very good looking. Women come up to me all the time. Your sons are so, they all like them. And most good looking guys kind of like have an arrogance or an attitude. And
uh-huh.
they don't. They act like ugly guys.
Oh, thank God.
They're the nicest guys, you know?
Thank God they look like the mother, right?
My wife is a June Taylor dancer on the Jackie Gleason show. You probably know that too, right?
Well, I do. As a matter of fact, when we get back, we got about a minute and a half, and I know the story's a little bit longer than we're going to take up. Your childhood sweetheart, you're 14, she was 12, you had a crush, and then she got away from you.
Yeah, we sat next to each other in the 7th and 8th grade.
Yeah, well, we get back from this upcoming break. I want to talk about that, because then you missed her. She escaped you for a while, didn't she?
That's right. You're absolutely right.
Unbelievable. Well, Dick, a lot of the things that you've done, you've carved out a career. You really have turned down very few offers. Is that correct? In other words,
if they offer me a job, I usually take it. I think I'm lucky to get it, you know?
I love the humility. It's just incredible. And I'm not just going to say, well, you don't see that in the industry, but it's true. You don't see it that often. I've never...
Well, you're right. And a lot of actors, not all of them, some of them, my best friends are in the business. They're wonderful. But there are some that take themselves a little too seriously,
yeah.
you know?
And when we get back, we're going to find out the story. It's a cute little anecdote about how Dick Van Patten met his wife. He had a crush on her. He's 14, she's 12, and then all of a sudden they re-met again later on in life. And we're going to talk about how do you launch a new product. He's got his Dick Van Patten's Natural Balance Eatable for Dogs. And all I can say, if you're around the kitchen table, stick around. Bon appetit. We'll be back right after this. This is Legends of Success.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
We'll be right back. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Syrian and Russian troops now heading together to the border to help the Kurds repel the advancing Turkish forces, as Kurdish troops have turned to the Syrian government and Russia, while U.S. forces are moving out of that region.
Is quickly deteriorating inside of Syria. I blame Turkey. There's going to be crippling sanctions imposed by the Congress.
That's Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
We're going to send a signal to Turkey in the eyes of Erdogan and the world, and we're going to break his economy until he stops the bloodshed.
President Trump's former White House advisor on Russia is scheduled to testify in the House impeachment inquiry today. Fiona Hill resigned just a few days before Trump's now infamous July 25th phone call with the new president of Ukraine. She's expected to answer questions behind closed doors. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A woman in Texas fatally shot by a police officer in her own home after a neighbor over the weekend reported seeing a door open at her home and finding that suspicious. A responding officer's body cam footage shows the officer peering in a window using a flashlight and then seeing someone inside, telling her to put her hands up. He then fires once, killing her. She's identified as 28-year-old Tatiana Jefferson. A lawyer for her family says this never should have happened.
The use of deadly force is just unthinkable in this situation, where they found someone, and by their own words, they saw someone standing at a window. And for them, that was enough to use deadly force. It's absurd.
Three U.S. economists win this year's Nobel Prize for Economics. Esther Duflo and her husband, Ajit Banji, both of MIT, and Michael Kramer is at Harvard. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Elton John's about to release a new memoir. It's due out tomorrow, and he sat down for an interview with NBC News to talk about the motivation behind Me.
I must do books about my kids when they get older. They're only 6 and 8 at the moment. They'll have an idea of what I was like, and it's the truth. They may not like it, but it's there.
One of the topics he touches on in the memoir, his claim that Michael Jackson was mentally ill. The singer says Jackson came off as genuinely mentally ill, and he recalls inviting the King of Pop to a party only to find him playing with his housekeeper's son. John says Jackson couldn't seem to cope with adult company. Again, Elton John's memoir, Me, comes out on Tuesday. USA's Wendy King takes a look at the top 5 movies at the box office over the weekend.
My mother always tells me to smile and put on a happy face.
The Joker with Joaquin Phoenix and Robert De Niro takes the number one spot once again, grossing $55 million. The remake of The Addams Family is at number 2 with $30 million. The new Will Smith movie, Gemini Man, is at number 3 with $20 million. The cute animated feature, Abominable, is at number 4 with $6 million. And dropping down to number 5, the movie adaptation of the TV show Downton Abbey with $4.9 million. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
A report on alleged FISA abuse from the Department of Justice Inspector General could be out by Friday and could reveal what launched the Russia investigation. It'll be looking into the allegations that the FBI and DOJ used FISA to launch a probe into Trump campaign aide Carter Page,
Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins on Fox saying he's going to withhold judgment till we have all the facts.
The IG report is going to show what it's going to show, and I believe it's going to have a lot more than most people are aware of, because you're seeing the players who have been involved in it squirming on stage, and we'll see how that comes out.
Lawmakers hope the report's going to answer questions about the legitimacy of the investigation into the president's 2016 campaign and its relationship with Russia. At least 75 homes have been damaged or destroyed in the Los Angeles area as the Saddle Bridge fire continues burning. Evacuees had a chance to go home over the weekend with the fire now 43% contained. It was sparked Thursday night, shut down a number of freeways and closing some schools that are back open today. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
United Auto Workers Union members are on strike against Mack Truck. More than 3,000 UAW members began picketing Sunday morning outside the truck makers' plants in Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Florida. UAW says unresolved issues include wage increases, job security pensions, and health benefits. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin speaking outside the White House about trade talks with China.
We'll meet with the Vice Premier in Chile before the President's meet to make sure there are any final issues. And if we need to have in-person meetings, more in-person meetings to get this done, obviously we'll do that.
In recent months, the U.S. and China have imposed tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars of each other's imports. On Friday, the President said that he and China had come to a preliminary deal on intellectual property and financial services.